You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
All right, so you gotta stop talking.
I know, right?
Oh, ain't gonna bloody go get his
nigga. Oh, yeah, it's going down.
Bloody's gonna get his nigga.
And I say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Summertime.
That's what I'm talking
ain't
about.
Never summertime, right?
Sun don't shine on the bay.
What's happening, y'all? Mixed Nuts on location. Mixed Company is taking over the world one podcast at a time. I'm your boy P-Man. Say what's up, fellas. How we doing, goddammit?
You already know. It's your man Big Case out here partying at the jump off. Last section of the summer.
Yeah, goddamn.
Celebration of the arts. Brought to you by Kara 419, a.k.a. Kara 2 Rounds. We are the Mixed Nuts. And to my left, the man that needs no introduction, Mr. Black Archie Bunker. Bro, the angriest man in the room at all times. That's Big Dame in the house. Tell him about something,
Dan.
Tell him about something.
Yeah. How you doing, D? What's good?
I'm good, man. Only thing I want to say today, you know, this beautiful day.
Yeah.
Hey, gangbangers have barbecues, too.
Say word.
I wish we could pan the camera behind us.
Yeah, we don't pan over there. We don't find a way to pan over there and shit.
I would pan over there if I didn't fear for my life.
They got storm bloods. They got like a shitload of bloods over there having a barbecue and shit. And they all got the colors up.
Yeah. And shout out to all my bloods. Shout out to all my Crips that say Chinese syndicate the whole nine. We got a couple letters. We're sorry. We're so sorry.
He said the Chinese syndicate.
We are so sorry. Them just jokes.
Real quick on some business, man. Yo, September 6th, people. Y'all need to know. We got a spot.
Tell them,
September 6th is going down. Mixed Company live in your face, baby. It's going to be in
Power. Summer Jam. Live entertainment by Nemi, Mally.
It's going down.
Kara 419 on the ones and twos. Our son on the ones and twos. Poway Pub. Come check us out in the San Diego or LA area. Let's get it. Tickets on sale now.
Get the tickets, people. Ain't nobody going to be in there trying to, you know what I'm saying? You get asked out because you can't get in. You've been warned, goddammit. All right, let's get on with business, goddammit. How y'all doing? What we talking about? What's the going on around here?
All right, let's get it rolling. So, y'all. You know, we dated. You know, you dated some girls back and forth. You know, I always need to get my shit right.
Right, I'm like, yo, warm up, motherfucker.
You know, motherfucking dudes don't care, right? They selective. Girls are selective as fuck. They can stop dating your ass because your fingernails are dirty and
shit. No question.
Fuck with you again and shit.
Yeah, fuck them.
So tell me, what are some awkward flags when dating the women that you don't like that shit, but ain't a deal breaker and shit?
For me, I'm the big booty, big hip dude, so I've dated a couple girls that was mad flat assy. You know what I mean? Assy, flatty.
I like that shit, flat assy.
Yeah, flat assy, but they were still, it was mad cool and shit.
I'm with you on that shit because motherfuckers want a girl with a fat ass, right? Everybody want a girl with a nice curves and shit. But you will date a girl and shit that got some big ass titties and a flat ass.
Yeah.
You'll date a girl with no titties either.
You know what?
But
you
can, nobody wants that, but.
Yeah, nobody wants it, right?
Yeah,
I done dated a few flat booty girls in my lifetime and shit. That was cool and shit.
And it turned out being some of the good ass.
We used to think that a flat booty, big booty determined if the booty was good and shit. That's our urban legend, right?
A bad kiss is not necessarily a.
Okay.
Not in this age. Younger, you kissing like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
This age,
oh, shitty really kisser. All wet and all over your shit.
I think as people kiss enough times, you start to adjust to people's kissing style.
You would think, y'all meet up eventually, right? Nah. You would think. I got some motherfuckers that never caught on before.
Right. It was like, you missed the memo.
Like, they were still bad. Like, the whole.
I used to do terrible.
What about, can you adjust to bad oral and shit?
Yeah.
Everything had always changes, right? Young age to new age.
Well, that's customized, right?
Some motherfuckers got small mouths and bad rhythm. You got bad rhythm.
But I think that's time spent in customizing. You can write that.
I mean, you can improve it.
You got a limit, though.
It can't get to your liking, but you can improve that
You can improve it, but you got about 3 or 4 sessions. If you still striking out, you got
to you just go straight to the money round after that. If you like enough, you got a connection, like, fuck it, you ain't going to never learn it. Once you get to the sex and shit.
You ever had a lousy motherfucker on the mic, but she went the whole way and then took the whole shit?
No, nothing worked.
You suffer just to get to the end.
Get to the end, right?
You gotta concentrate on them shit,
yeah,
like, right?
Yeah, fuck it. I know the finish line going up. You don't think all that word.
Right.
Appreciate you women
you know
that go the whole
extra mile. It's usually girls that brag about how good they are.
Word.
That fucking trashy.
They just super trashy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, though. No.
Or on the flip side of that, day, they suck at it, but they really like doing it.
Yeah, same shit. They suck at it, but they love doing it. They're like, yo, why you like it so much? Like, you ain't very good at it.
So they're going to be doing that shit for like an hour and a half and shit, but finally and shit. Oh.
But you ain't going to tell them they ain't good at it.
You got to go to another
world. Oh, now somebody goes to the end and shit, finish line?
Hell no.
I've had a couple of times when they on the mic, dog, and they were just terrible. And I'm losing my motherfucking, you know, my attention and shit. Like, yo, you going to have to do something. So I'm concentrating extra hard.
You thinking about other shit?
Yeah,
you thinking
like,
about,
God damn,
you thinking about good head? You thinking about good head as you get back?
I'm steady losing right there. The dude is like, yo, what is happening up there? I'm losing you, bro. Love the flow is fucking
on,
up.
I promise you, that finish is going to be great.
Ah, man. Yeah,
You still suffer through that shit.
Yeah,
for
that, you know what I'm saying? I even go so far as a shitty drunk.
Right.
Oh. A shitty drunk I'll tolerate.
You right. I had to deal with that.
Everybody ass.
Nah, y'all know I really had to deal with it.
Hands on. It's a first testimony.
There wasn't no fucking,
I
can
tolerate it, though.
There wasn't no deal breaker. I couldn't tolerate it.
Well, especially if they don't get drunk all the time, but then once in a blue.
When they did get drunk.
I mean, your situation, he was mad cool. His deck of Jekyll and Hyde. And it's one extreme to the other.
Right. When they did that, it was rough.
And then, damn. You know what I mean? So, yeah, kudos to you for hanging in on that one.
Nothing worse, right? You love them everywhere you go and shit to that. 2 years time to drink somewhere, right?
Yeah,
a wedding or a Super Bowl party or shit or a cookout and shit.
You know it's an event. You like, it's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a long day.
It makes it the way you don't drink.
Yeah,
you take your drink.
You even tell them ahead of time, yo, this time don't get real drunk and shit.
Yo, come on, man.
I don't worry.
I used to never tell his shit. I just be like, yo, we going to drink a little. Like, I try to ration the drink.
Word.
And it wouldn't matter how much drink it was.
Because you can't go top fucking faded now.
You still get to that level.
Goddamn. Word, I feel you.
Goddamn.
But that'll probably be.
You know what, Troy? I got one more.
What you got?
A bad dancer.
Word.
Also
not
a deal breaker.
You will tolerate that shit.
Yo, that's on the list. That's top one.
Yo, I like that shit, Dan. Ain't nothing worse than a girl that love to dance, that can't dance, that got no rhythm.
God.
You try to hold that fucking.
I think that's a whole run.
You try to hold that waist and just goddamn. It's just a two-step and shit.
Like,
you've done more 1-2-stepping like a motherfucker.
That shit will confuse your dancing like a motherfucker. Watching a motherfucker that can't dance.
You get confused. You got to do
now
a spin like, move.
Now you're
two
motherfuckers that can't dance because you didn't throw your shit off.
You
got
to do a spin move to get your rhythm back.
No, you do. You just hold the ass, coast the ass and shit.
A slow spin move. Try to count it off.
Let's go turn the ass around and shit.
Let's go get a 7-Up and shit. Let's go get something to drink and shit. Let's get something to
that was my song. Now we love this song. Yo, it's all right.
Don't get it, dude. Let me see you. Oh, I don't know. Word, dang, that's
what about bad breath, motherfuckers?
I can tolerate it.
You know,
I can even
you know,
I can
stay out the line of fire,
know.
Right?
I can tolerate
I'm tall and shit. We tall and just stay out the line of fire.
Yeah, I can tolerate it.
That one's on the fence. It can be a double dip. She got bad breath, and then you know she might be a bad kisser.
Oh, it's true. Because all that on your face is bad. Your face is bad.
Who
breath,
washed
you know?
Their face in the middle of the day?
Word, your face is stinky and shit. Now you got stinky face.
Yeah, nobody want to do that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible, bro. But word.
I ain't come across too many bad breath chicks, though.
I had a couple. I had a couple, bro.
When you be drinking this, y'all smokers?
A smoker.
Terrible.
Smoker, I
can't fuck with it.
You kiss a girl that smokes, like she threw a whole pack in your mouth.
I had some dope-ass chicks that smoke, and it was over, bro.
That shit only happened to me. And,
it was over with that. Like, I couldn't fuck with it, bro.
That shit only happened to me in Europe, man. Like, everybody overseas smoke like crazy.
And you tolerate that shit?
Yo. You got bike bullet. You ain't got no choice.
Every once in a while, you going to be with a girl, and she bad as hell. You're high with a couple times, and you didn't know that she smoked till one day. Pull that shit out on your ass and shit.
It's like that for me when this happens a lot too. Girls that drink coffee.
Word.
Yo, that shit is the same thing for me.
Yeah, I can dig it.
I'm a coffee drinker and shit. I try to put a man. I would never drink a cup of coffee and then go see a chick. I gotta put a man in my mouth like a motherfucker.
Girls don't give a fuck.
Word.
You gonna kiss me.
The girls think they're fine, overrule everything. That's why.
How about the talk too much bitch?
Yeah, all the time.
Just all the time, kid.
Yeah.
Is that a deal breaker though? Are you tolerant? That shit gets on my nerves, bro.
It gets on your nerves.
That shit gets you to the finish line?
No. It's just talking. I mean, you watching the movie, you watching the game. Why would they have to go? Why do you need 4 downs to do this? Oh, my God. It's so hot.
Oh, I hate yo.
Just everything. Just.
I hate somebody that got to know the movie. You start watching that shit. You seen it before.
They ask you?
Yeah, they ask you. So what happens next? Watch the movie, bro.
Watch the movie, man. Shut the fuck up.
No, you don't need to know.
Shut the fuck up.
I ain't write this shit.
I seen it. That's the word.
If you had to guess, If you and you speaking from their other end, if you had to guess, what do you think your pain in the ass would be? If we talking from their perspective, and they say, you know, keep acting, what do you think they would say?
My wife hates that I can go anywhere and shouldn't be the life of the party in that motherfucker. She hates that shit.
Oh, Mr.
I go to her friends, yo. I'm around all her friends and shit. They never met me before that I'm the favorite motherfucker. She hates that shit.
What about you, D?
Yeah, they be like, yo, are you drunk? Be like, yeah, I'm drunk. Like, no, you're not. Like, they expect me to act like a maniac if I get tipsy and shit.
Yeah, they expect your ass to be like dancing on the table and shit.
They be like, yo, you drunk. Like, they don't believe I get calmer.
I'm also experienced at getting fucked up, so I ain't bad at that shit.
I'm well fucking nice with this.
You don't want to see me crush cans on my head and shit?
Come on, dumb shit. Mine would be, I shut down too much when it's y'all like, you start bugging out, I'll just shut down. I don't want to talk. We ain't going to talk this out tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day, goddamn. I ain't got time to be trying to figure it out, and I think that's what they, you know what I mean? How they be like, well, don't you think we should talk about it? Nah, fuck that.
Nah, we don't.
I'm done. Tomorrow's
I'm going to say another thing that fuck my life up and shit. You know, we come from humble beginnings and shit. We from the hood and shit. We've been poor before and shit.
Word.
Not a lot of shit stress us out. My wife be bugging out the smallest things, be stressing out.
The cable bills do.
Oh, the cable's late?
What are we going to do?
How late do they cut it off?
We always got that.
Did we miss the payment or did we miss the shit getting out of the cut off?
Extreme shit happening. It's all right.
We got electricity or is our lights cutting cut off tomorrow and shit?
Rent is due tomorrow. Oh my God. Wait, we got 3 days. Chill out. We ain't got no food.
We got hot dogs and hamburgers and shit, or we ain't got no steak.
The hot water ain't working. Yo, we got water, man.
We got bread and bologna. We straight.
I'm saying bread and bologna, we good.
Yeah, we fine.
Shout out to Nimmy in the house.
What up, Nim?
My man's in there.
What's happening, fam? Good seeing you. Good seeing you. Yeah, we see you up in there. What's up? Keep it moving, Gabe. What the fuck? But yeah, man.
Yo, funny ass shit, yo. Me and my nigga Dame, we been Vegas last weekend and shit. We went to one of our big boys' weddings and shit. Shout out to my big man Larry. And we started noticing this shit. It's a little difference between fucking traditional weddings and black people weddings.
Oh, Lord. Man.
Let's talk about a little bit of that shit. So on the invitation. You want to go there first?
Nah, you got it.
On invitation, it says formal attire, right?
Word.
It's always somebody.
Nah.
Yo.
Always
it is
somebody.
Variations of what's considered formal attire to black motherfuckers.
Word.
First thing is, fuck your formal attire.
Well, I'm going to show up the way I want to show up.
I'm in Vegas. I flew out this motherfucker. I'm
going to
wear these J's, these fucking jeans, and this fucking shit. Your fucking whole outfit costs $400. They're going to cost you $50 to go to Ross and shit and get some slacks in the shirt.
Word.
And some loafers.
Hell yeah. They look like they just finished washing cars and shit.
Then you get your uncles that couldn't wait to bring out their lime suit with their lime motherfucking panty loafers and shit.
That's ridiculous. I hate
Yo,
that.
No. Baby girl had the see-through dress. One of the
bridesmaids.
Yeah, she had no dead ass, huh?
Oh, wow.
And yeah, she was striped see-through. And she had
pasties on her nipples.
Wow.
And I thought it was all like, fake see-through and it's like nude.
Nah, that shit was real.
And I seen a slit of her ass and she walked by and said, yo,
she gave the speech.
And she's the bride, bridesmaid, the maiden to the honor and shit.
I was like, oh, shit. Wow. Old dudes in, Air Max and skinny jeans and shit.
I'm like, yo, that's my wedding. One day. Only one day I actually have to dress up for 3 hours. Oh, only 3 hours. Not all night and shit. 3 hours.
I've been in some where this is rude. They talking on the phone during the ceremony.
Yo.
They ain't allowed it.
I'm like,
they said, yo.
They ain't allowed it.
Please, everybody turn off their fucking phones while the wedding's going. And then I like to bring to you. What the fuck?
Did you not hear that shit? Oh, man. But I've been to some cold ass white winners where it's ran to perfection.
They ran to perfection,
but they boring as fuck.
It's dumb for it. Yeah, it's by the rules. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know what I'm saying? But still, they run into a T.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I don't like it to a T. I like a little live with the time.
You like a little off the beaten path.
Like, we went to the reception. Baby girl had a full bike ass outfit on.
Yo, took off her gown. We still at the reception. You know this is still part of the wedding ceremony,
right?
Plus a biker shorts and a shirt.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yo, and they put our back that thing up.
Oh.
Yo, it was like a stampede out there.
Stomp.
Yo, they rushed the floor, man.
Nigga. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
I was like, yo, about to go down.
And the wedding we went to was dope because there was a Mexican woman marrying a black man.
Word.
So it was like a Crip and Blood War. You ever see West Side Story and shit? Yo,
exactly what
they
it
put
was.
Out all the Mexican shit, all the black motherfuckers get up the dance floor and shit. They put all the black shit, all the Mexican motherfuckers sit down, all black people stand up.
Yeah, that's
like DJ, man, find a way to blend these cultures, man. They married now and shit.
What do you think is some negative shit on the white people shit? I mean, outside of the boring and the ran too perfect. I mean, you ever been to, like, I guess I say.
I'll tell you what, the ceremony is long as fuck.
Yeah, no question. The ceremony is long.
Long as fuck.
No question.
They gotta light the candle, and then they gotta fucking talk and shit. Greece gotta talk about how
you now his third grade teacher is gonna give a little speech. Yeah. Like,
ain't this what the reception is for and shit?
Like, cut that shit out, man. Wrap it up.
Now we're gonna get some sand, and we also gonna put some sand in the glass.
I like the black wedding for the comfy of it.
The black wedding on the budget, so you know the time.
Yeah, we know that. Everything's about the reception, so we're gonna make this wedding shit fast and shit.
Word.
You do, I do, you do, you right? Yeah, everybody no got doubt. Something to say? All right, let's get the fucking shit going on.
Word, that's what I'm talking about. And there's always going to be somebody fucking up the speech or some shit. Some drunk ass nigga. Yo, that's my nigga right there. Oh, yeah.
Especially when it's open time for anybody to say something and shit.
Well, shit. Like you said, we got there. They ran out of seats at the reception.
Oh, wow.
At the reception and shit. I was invited to this motherfucker, and I'm waiting for my to find me a seat
right.
And shit.
It's like, what the
my fuck? Wife is over there and shit. Now, I'm over here.
Now
and shit.
Serving. Yeah, it's got to be a little more law and order and shit. But yeah, no question, bro. That's some old book. I said, some cold ass.
What I do hate. What I do love about white weddings.
What?
It's never buffet.
Never buffet.
It's always chicken, beaver, fish, and they come to you.
They ask you early and shit. You know ahead of time. With the place, your name gonna be on the table. You know where you're sitting and shit.
You gonna get that.
You know if you had the vegetarian or the chicken.
At the table, you get to have and shit. What is it? What they call that shit? Where it's complimentary and whatever.
Yeah, they gonna have a little wine on the table already and shit.
Niggas trying to steal.
Black wedding, you gonna have a buffet. It's gonna have some rice and pasta.
I'm with the buffet, son.
Yeah, fuck that. Open bar all night. It's gonna be just you ain't drink as much as you want, brother. They are at the limit, the time limit.
Yeah, I want to be
go get stamps.
The money difference. I want to be served for dinner, man. I don't want to get up and get in line and shit.
They done ran out the beef and shit now.
Somebody make a run real quick. We ain't ran out of ice and shit.
Drop the line and shit. The brother, I'm standing with my plate and shit.
Ain't got no more peel off and shit.
Come on, man.
You ain't got no more rice peel off. What are you talking about?
Everybody behind you looking at you. What are they serving?
What they got over there, man?
They got mashed potatoes and shit out there.
Pork and beans and shit. Y'all, what are y'all improvising this shit?
I got spaghetti and rice and shit. All that stuff is spaghetti and rice.
This is not wedding food. What is this shit? Yo, Pop-Tarts. What is this shit? Right here. This is some fuckery right here.
That's only the length and the food is only different.
There ain't no hamburger at a wedding. Come on.
Yeah, hot links and shit. What is this shit? Like, yo, go ahead and eat that, man. What the fuck?
All that stuff. And they brought that just on that left.
I mean, I love this shit. I think a couple cold.
I love my people. I love my people. Because you know the reception when it comes to the dance part, that shit going to be rocking this shit.
Oh, yeah. That part, yeah. You going to set that off.
I'm going to go another route. I think the white dancing part of that shit is hilarious.
No, that's funny. It ain't going to be funny.
But they got their head open bar all day, so you know that shit going to be funny as fuck.
They are going at it. They obviously ain't going to be off a little bit here and there.
What's the traditional wedding song shit? What you going to hear? Every wedding song. How many?
Black weddings?
I'm going to tell you the song. Any wedding shit.
There's going to be some cameo shit, man. Like,
oh, you're going to have candy for sure.
He going to be in there somewhere.
What else we going to hear? Oh, hell yeah.
Just Fly going to be in there.
Is that what that?
Wobbling. I mean, what's a good slow? They don't have slow songs, but what's a good, like,
you're going to hear the other shit. This is how we do it.
What you
going to
hear?
At last.
What's the standard white song, though?
Oh, who knows?
I'm going to tell you, we're going to hear some shit. Wait, hold on.
Who
knows? YMCA.
He wrong for that. Y'all don't play with
that. Check up.
White people, your word. White people stand up. Y'all don't listen to that bullshit. I go say some celebration. What's that celebration from Cool?
I thought I was just, if we took a holiday.
Word, all that
holiday.
Bullshit. It'll be some old jumpy ass. What's that shit? I can't even think of the bullshit.
That jump around?
That jump
around. Oh, yeah, it takes a dude with everything going around. Hell yeah. That's white people hip hop like a motherfucker. It's a dude to get outside.
What's your man? No, I got it. Bust the move, son.
Don't just stand there. Bust the move.
Yeah.
that? What's that
you
nigga
got it.
What's the old Hawaiian dancing ass nigga? What's his name?
What are you talking about?
The Hawaiian short dancing motherfucker.
The fuck?
I don't know what you're talking about, son.
He got all that shit. God damn it. I can't.
Oh, you talking about Stevie B?
No, not the old one. The recent, the now motherfucker.
Oh, you talking about, yeah, I know you Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
you
got that. Hell yeah. That shit, definitely. Hawaiian now, motherfucker. You got that shit. That's how you.
Hawaiian Punch, you got a song?
You got to speak some fluent ass dumbness and shit, my nigga. Oh, we got 10 minutes to get it in.
Word on, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a Stone Groove out here, man. We on location, man. It's beautiful. Hip hop talking right now and shit. Got your boys out here live on location. People wonder who we are. We some ballers out here, man. We feeling like superstars.
Yeah, we just sat at our table in the middle of the shit.
Because that's how we roll and shit.
Well, that's my favorite bake dance nigga right there. Put his vest on and shit.
Oh, it's about to get it in and shit.
Look at Gorgeous Girl, but what are you looking at right
now? Gorgeous Girl?
Keep it moving. What's the going on?
Yo, what up, yo?
I don't even see that shit.
Have you ever went out with no intentions of getting some ass and somehow fucking fell into that shit?
Oh, no question.
It definitely happened.
That was on some old everybody after work type of shit. We gonna go over to the little happy hour. They ain't even seen that coming. This is ages ago, of course, people. And yeah,
last night.
2 hours ago and shit. And ended up falling in some shit. And then now it was awkward because we worked with each other and shit and just kind of fell into it and shit. But yeah, that's happened to me a couple times, my nigga.
Yeah, that shit happened to me. Being somebody, wingman, unintentional wingman.
Oh, wait. Oh,
yeah. I love that shit.
Was it working? Nah, out there. It was a, I don't even want to call it a wingman.
For the team?
You know how they like, yo, she got the fat friend. I just need you to just talk to her while I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, when they got to give you all the fucking instructions.
Yeah, they like,
shit.
Just talk to her. Like, all right. She was wild aggressive, though.
Oh, she was like on some old.
Come here, yo. She was like, yo, I go to the finish line. Like, oh, shit.
Fuck that shit. I'm just gonna fucking segue on that shit. You ever fucking was on a blind date, mother, like, I'm hooking with my friend and shit. You expect that shit to be whack and that shit be a fucking dime, nigga?
I love when that works out.
Yo, I've never been on a blind date.
Finally.
What?
Yeah, I know. Wingman day, like, yo.
For the wingman,
I'm sure I brought you some shit that time.
Yeah, it was a blind hookup. It wasn't no blind date. Like,
we never got a blind date. We never blind date.
Not blind period. Area, motherfucker.
Yeah, only once. Only with that crazy motherfucker.
At the New Year's party. Which one?
The one ended up getting fucking ghosted after that shit.
Oh.
Somebody ratted me out about some shit. I don't even know why.
Oh, this shit went on to another turn.
My homegirl.
Yeah, my homegirl with her homegirl.
Your homegirl ended up taking you out to the Clippers game.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hook you with that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn, I got a good one for you.
That's
nigga.
My only blind hookup.
Yo, that's the one my soul hook my nigga up with some ass. I got one for you. Especially y'all like me.
Did you
I got somebody
the,
for you.
Did you give him the stipulations and shit? Like, yo, she might be, or you just.
Nah. She's like, I got somebody with your ass.
Yo,
she's got a smart ass mouth, just like you.
She got a fucking smart ass, fucking spicy ass mouth like your ass.
That night it was on.
Okay.
I got somebody. You gonna meet your master. You gonna learn today, baby.
You was there that night. It was the New Year's. We was all at the New Year's party. Me, you, QT. We're doing the fucking the invention of the death drink. It was that night.
Word.
It was that night.
I vaguely remember.
You left early.
Okay.
You and wife, you left early.
I'm gonna flip that shit the other way. You ever fucking went out like tonight? My sole intention is to leave with something tonight. I need a one night stand. I don't even looking for a girlfriend. I'm not even looking for a second date.
Let me tell you something about that, Keith. Me and P was in the car, and God is a funny dude.
Oh my God.
Yo, the whole ride, I was like, you know what? I'm on this club. I'm about to pull a white girl. I want a goofy ass white girl. I didn't say goofy.
Dumb,
I was like, I just want a white girl.
Yeah, regular white girl. Don't hippity hoppity white girl. I want a surfer square biz white.
He put in an actual order. He was just saying it. And I thank God heard it.
I was like,
fucking,
oh yeah.
And then we get to the club and we find the most ditziest ass white girl.
You couldn't even shake him, son.
I mean, like, oh, they were like, you know what? I changed my mind like a mom.
It was so good. It was like Valley Girls.
Oh,
like,
if you can think of the most whitest. Oh, my God.
The whitest girls in the blackest
club. You're so tall. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it was crazy.
But it was fast. Like, this is fast, though.
I've actually went to the Elephant Bar by myself on a soul full court press mission. And was like, I'm taking some. I'm going to land me one of these. Ain't no pressure. Ain't nobody in here fucking with me. I'm all by myself. And fucking went hard, nigga. And actually landed one of them motherfuckers and shit. I went hard, nigga.
When you're in that mind frame, you got to go self-mission. I mean, knife in the mouth, under the water and shit, with the eyes showing and shit.
On some old club, bam, bam, over the head shit.
I've done that shit before, man.
Definitely.
But I'm seldom that I get in the mood. I'm just going to leave the crew. I'm going to go on a self-mission, man. This is a solo mission. But when I did that shit, I never failed. You know what's bad about that shit? Sooner or later, you're going to bump into that chick again.
When it happens, you always leave the club way early.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Definitely.
Way early. Everything is good. Your score. Now you got to be a self-mission to duck this chick for the rest of your life.
You Barry Sanders on now.
I don't care if you went all the way to Mexico. You are going to bump into that chick again somewhere.
What is the chances of this bitch being here, man?
I went way off the beaten path to do this shit. Ford in that R spot. Court. An hour and a half away. I'm dancing. I'm walking around one day and I see the chick.
That's terrible.
And I just beeline and shit. Like, what the chances?
Man, what are you doing here? Oh, what are the chances of us meeting here? Oh, fuck. Are you following me, motherfucker? Well, yeah, it's been a couple of times.
She was walking with her girl, probably looking for the score again. I scored one time. I can score everywhere I go. Huh? She's telling her girl, I bet you I can score a dime, nigga, anywhere I go, bitch.
She's like, he swooped down on me like a hawk. And
everywhere I go, I swoop on a nigga. Watch this shit. I see that shit. Oh, shit, I dived this shit.
Word. Most definitely.
That's what I'm talking about, goddamn.
We got a hot 3 minutes in here, man, just talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Reminiscing on some stuff, man. Again, we love this shit. Podcast, Mixed Company. Get out there, YouTube, man. Get on the movement. We are making it happen out here, people. We're doing our part, so we need y'all to do your part, man. Tell people.
Word. Be on the lookout for the movie, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Movie coming, don't. Continue to follow Mixed Drinks, Mixed Definitely. Feelings. Mixed Nuts is the movement. We taking it over. One podcast at a time.
I see right.
North County's own. We represent all of Cali, but San Diego. North County, San Diego's our shit. Esco, Oceanside, Vista, San Marcos. Mixed Company. Continue to follow us. Word. We rocking all night, every night.
Let me eat this hot 16.
Oh, yeah, spit them on, dang. Get them on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
when I'm in my alone in my room, sometimes I get dizzy. Yeah, y'all want none of that shit, boy.
Make your ass dizzy. Come up in the house, you act like who is he?
I'll battle anybody out here.
Anybody.
Y'all want it.
Who want a battle?
Who wants the battle?
Nobody want a battle. I'm sorry, man. I was about to fuck somebody up.
Take us out of here, Key. Fuck the dumb shit.
Yo, man, you rocking with anybody for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I'm glad you rocking with us, man.
Look at the white people. They pissed off. Look at all these Negroes.
All these Negroes here. Sorry, man. We're taking over the back. Don't let black people at the beach.
Did Obama die?
Niggas is double parking and single parking.
What's with all these red? Like, oh my God.
He is fucking scared, boy.
Shout out to all the gangbangers.
Word. Shout out to all the bloodies up in his belly.
Word. He said the bloodies. Word. It was all y'all say.
The bees in the
team Loke and him.
Word. Nah, ain't no Lokes out here.
All the Lokes out here.
Ain't no Lokes out here. It's the bloodies out here, boy.
Is all that dead on for? Goddamn it.
All the Lokes is on.
And the Lokes is on. Get us out of here, Weezy.
Hey, yo. Mixed Company. Case P. Kara fucking 2 rounds. Big Dame. Tight draws. Yeah, we out.
Reggie right now, too.
Yo, as always, we know you could be doing a lot of things with your 30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's MIXXNUTT Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.